This is Gabriel De La Vega Jr. Today's Sunday. Happy Easter, everybody. Yeah, you know, I was with that news again, and you turn that news on, and you know, they're saying that, you know, people that are construction workers or whatever this guy did for a living, this guy that got deported without any, you know, after a judge says he's not supposed to go anywhere, he's supposed to stay in the United States, you know, And the Trump administration legally said they deported him illegally and admit to it, and they don't give a shit. Well, who's violent here? I mean, who's the violent criminal if we have a bunch of white MAGA people up there in the White House deporting everybody when they feel like it, disrespecting the patents that are issued to me by the United States government, two patents for live stream mobile video. Violent criminals, and any chance they get, you know, they'll stop you, they'll pull you over, they'll fuck with you. They've been doing this to me since day one, like ever since I got my driver's license. These son of bitches are violent. They're bad people. These white people, they're totalitarian, dictators, totalitarian racist son of a bitches. Came over to this fucking country, took over the fucking country, killed all the fucking Indians. All nice Indians, I guess. It all depends on how you look at it. But the point is, they killed everybody, and nobody has rights except white people. Now, this is not right. This is not right at all. It totally is not correct. Incorrect, for sure. I checkbox incorrect on their behavior. To disrespect my patents worth billions of dollars and trying to wait it out till they expire in 2027, and then all of a sudden we start over again and be racist again. Sets back the United States maybe before the beginning of the United States, which makes us barbarous people if we don't respect these laws that we created. If we don't respect our own laws, how's anybody else going to respect them? So, yeah, just because I came up with this multi-billion-dollar idea and I'm not the right color, white, does not give you the right to not give me my due process in court and let me sue the fuck out of all these big companies that are taking my money. And then the Trump organization goes up there and his judge says he admits being racist and all this stuff. He dismissed my case with prejudice, and all of a sudden I have a second patent born. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to take all these Google guys, everybody else back court, and all of a sudden people start running into me with cars and running off with no insurance. And legally, the second one that ran into me at the same place had insurance, and it gave me a little bit of money. But, you know, these attacks, well, my back's still messed up for sure. You know, that's for sure. You know, the MRIs show the bulges in my back and my spine. Elon Musk, these son of bitches are barbarians. If they're attacking me with cars and messing up my spine, who's the fucking barbarian here? Who's the fucking criminal? You white motherfuckers. You white son of a bitches. You no good for good nothing good motherfucking son of a bitches trying to kill me with car accidents, paying people to run into me because you have billions of fucking dollars to deport people and to fucking pay people to run into me and use the fucking infrastructure that we developed to protect the rights of citizens that, you know, obey the Constitution or lawful people. I'm not fucking not a criminal. I'm just a fucking guy inventing shit that you guys are fucking using. And all of a sudden, I'm fucking being attacked for fucking doing something good. And you're a fucking retarded motherfucker say, well, it's not good because motherfucker ain't white. So it's obviously not good. It must be bad. So we're going to attack him and try to just get rid of the motherfucker and keep his invention and use it. Well, fuck you, dumbass motherfuckers, because you're no good for fucking nothing, period.